Yeah, that's a human thing. You got to be human. You gotta sometimes dance on the grave of your enemies.
Oh, my God.
Do you want to go bigger, badder, better, more? Are you ready to level up your life? Are you ready to be awesome? Now is the time, and this is Success Freaks.
Welcome everyone to the number one Level Up Buttercup comedic motivational show, otherwise known as Success Freaks. Today's working title is episode 253, Churning Buttercups, the May 2016 edition. Today we're coming at you semi-live from the Bears Den in Conyers, Georgia. In that Bears Den, next to me, just a little ways across the table, is the dark side of positive with just such a smile on it. Just such a smile on his face. Oh, he's a good Irish boy. The dark side of positive, Charles McFall.
I hate you sometimes. So apparently somebody had a good time this weekend, but we are going to get to your good times and some of your bad times. What we're trying to shoot for today, of course, is your questions. This is the Churning Buttercups episode. Buttercups are those who like what we do. We used to say, we being the royal we, certain ones of us used to say, suck it up, buttercup. And then we had a nice long episode about why that's the wrong thing to say. So now it's level up, buttercup. And instantly people took to that. So the buttercups are those who are leveling up their lives. And they, being you, the listener, the fans of what we do, those who level up and work hard on your lives, you get to submit things and ask questions. And from our Facebook and from our email, we're going to be addressing questions and issues. And do you want to give an overview of the questions that we're doing today, sir? Or do you want to just answer one now?
I just want to get into them. I think it's a good thing that I'll go in order from what we got. This was a couple of weeks ago when I asked our buttercups, what would you like to talk about? And then they gave me a list of things. And of course, then we came up with something else. So those had been tabled. But the very first thing is this, it says gratitude mindset. Is one of the things. Actually, it's gratitude mindset or stepping out of comfort zones. So that can be something that, you know, we talk about stepping out of comfort zones a lot.
Well, those aren't, I don't think those are the same thing, are they?
No, I think they're okay. Two separate things. Yeah. Which one do you want to hit first?
Let's do gratitude. I'd appreciate it if you'd handle that.
I'm so thankful that you said that. Why? why would you have this attitude of gratitude is the cliche. Why would you have that? Especially when sometimes things are such, what's the word? Oh, yeah, crap. When life is when life's giving you lemons, make lemonades. Like, I don't know.
Plural, lemonades?
Then throw some vodka in and things get a little better for you. Why would you do that? Why would you be grateful? Are you supposed to be grateful for the bad? Thank you for the car wreck that, you know, cut off my leg. Or thank you that I'm having a hard time in math class. Or thank you. Yeah, I know, such a different.
Yeah, that went deep fast.
It did. Thank you that you're stuck with a podcast partner who just is shooting all over the place today. Why would you be grateful for that? Why is that? Do you have any ideas? Do you have any clue, Mr. McFall?
Because it's what makes you stronger. I mean, you can't be a diamond without pressure. And people use that in the wrong way, so I hate using that cliche. What is it? The pearl doesn't get made without the irritation. So it's very, very difficult in the moment. I mean, we've done shows on it when both of us have gone through hard, hard times in the moment, and we're like, okay, I know eventually I'll learn from this, but right now it sucks, and that's okay. You know, that's definitely okay to be there. And it's hard to get perspective on. I have found with the buttercups and with ourselves, family is the hardest thing to be grateful for. You know, it's this thing about us that those who are trying to level up tend to have family who aren't that supportive. Because I guess if you had supportive family, you're pretty healthy. You don't need to level up as much as we do. I don't know. But I do know from personal experience, at first, we if it's an issue with family, we hate it. We fight against it. But with perspective and time, or I guess that's reverse, with time and then perspective, you can go, okay, I can be grateful for what happened there. But that's the short version of why.
One of the things about hardships in your life is that, and challenges in your life, is it teaches you what you want and what you don't want. Now, are you going to focus? Yeah. Now, we're very much law of attraction people here. So what you focus on, what you're keeping your mind attuned to, you're going to create more of that in your life. So and you can show that by just mentally focusing on something. You can show it by giving your attention to it physically or you know, sometimes spiritually and other ways like that. So one of the good things about these challenges in our life is that it teaches us what we want. Now, should you be grateful for, thank you for showing me that I don't want a contentious family, that I don't want people who are going to hold me down, that I don't.
Well, I think, sorry, I hate to jump in.
Okay, you're stepping
up. You're on a roll.
I am on a roll. Egg roll. It's a sushi roll.
We should say thank you for showing me what I want.
Yes.
That I just had to, because it just kept coming out and you were going to roll that way.
Yes.
At first, you're right. Oh, I don't want that. But that should lead you into, what do I want?
And this is something I'm training myself to do now. I'm not just teaching you guys this so that, hey, I've learned this, it's a good idea for you to do. It's like, you know what? I am using my Jedi mind training to focus on the things that I want. And it's giving me such a different perspective on life. So I've been talking about in the last few weeks that I'm working on a business project. And another hiccup came my way. And now, instead of looking at it like, oh, these challenges, it's not working out, or, oh, these challenges, I don't want it to be like this, I don't want it to be like that. Now I'm looking at it like, oh, look, here's a challenge. This is going to teach me how to deal with this kind of thing so that I can be more successful in this business. It's going to show me, now what do I want? Well, I want to be able to understand this. I want to be able to figure this out. You know, and one of the things recently, I'm working with Dan McCarl on in IRUSA on the Warp podcast, the Water Relief podcast for their relief organization. And one of the things that's really hit me is that with that podcast, I show up, I do the podcast. I help with, you know, thinking about which way the direction the podcast is going to go. But that's about it. That's really what happens. And I want to be more successful. I want to make a difference in the world. I want, you know, all of this stuff to happen. But I'm realizing I want my experiences to be like this. The Tortuga Twins have recently been approached by a producer who does film and different things like that, but also does theater things. And because of my experience, our kind of theater.
Yeah.
Dumb it down a little bit. It is us after all. One of my experience with Dan McCarl and IRUSA and the Water Relief podcast has shown me, yes, I want these things. And yes, I'm willing to work for it. But I also want this level of being able to walk in it. And this, we're all working on this together. It shouldn't be a struggle to make it happen. It should be fun all the way through, even though it's work. And it is work. You will get up. If you're doing film and TV, you're going to get up at 3 a.m. sometimes so you can be ready for blah, blah, blah. And you're going to have to study all your lines. You're going to have to do all these things. Do you really want to do that? I do. I want that experience, but I want it to be more of a lot more streamlined. So I'm asking myself, like, well, what do I want? Well, I want this. I want this in my business endeavor that I'm doing.
Right.
I want to be able to figure these things out. I don't want no challenges. I don't want it so easy so that when I get it up and running and I'm hit with that first challenge and it knocks me for a loop, I don't know what to do.
You know, even taking it to more of a everyday life, personal level, because some people are like, oh, well, that's coming. You know, I'm dealing with blah, blah, blah right now. You know, my wife and I were just talking about the old house yesterday and how for no reason, a good bank that we'd been on our payments. We had no issues with house payments. We didn't see any of that coming. And we were with a very good bank and a very good mortgage. And out of the blue, for no reason, they sold us our mortgage to a collector bank that also does loans. I mean, they're a bank and a collection agency, which is always shady to me. But, you know, we weren't in default. We were never behind. We never missed a payment. We had no issues. And they sold us. And then this bank was just dirty-handed and just forceful and rude and jacked up our payment immediately, which actually made it unpayable. And it was an issue. And honestly, I'm going to give you a human moment here. We're still celebrating that they're still eating that house. We check it out from time to time. They haven't been able to sell it. We're like, ha, middle fingers to you. But that's the human part of us. But we definitely still go, but we're grateful. We're grateful that that process happened because life is better now. Life is much better. I wouldn't have the work that I would have had. I would have lost money on everything that I've done in the last 2 years. And that's a horrible thought.
You would have held on to this milestone that was dragging you down, that kept you from being freer. And it also, moving to this house right now, and I know this is a temporary situation for you, it taught you that it's okay to change. Whereas you were very locked into, no, I got to be here, I got to do this.
Well,
that's
my wife.
You know,
I was locked into her.
That is the royal we.
So. Yeah. No, I'm with you.
So
But when the gratitude, I want to emphasize a gratitude that we had. I am very grateful for that situation, even though it came about in a rough way, because I can look around and say life is better. We've got to hit this break real quick, but we want you to know, check us out on AM 1450 WGNC in the Charlotte, North Carolina area. And actually, there's an FM version now, yes?
It's getting there, or it's maybe there already. Okay. I don't know it off the top of my head.
No, that's fine. That's fine. But hey, we're expanding is what we're saying. We're getting into a much larger world. So if you're driving in your car, hit us up at successfreaks.com and find out more about us. So we'll be back in just a moment.
Since 2011, Mordant and McFall have been bringing you the comedic motivational show, Success Freaks. They've covered everything from life and death to relationships and money, and even on beyond to chasing and catching your dreams and leveling up your life. They're in the business of entertaining and edifying, and they'd like to level up their message as well as their reach. This is where you come in. If you believe in what we're doing here, we'd like your continued support in giving your mind and spirit something to chew on each week while putting enough laughter in your heart to make you smile out loud. Help us help others and you to be awesome. Just go to patreon.com/successfreaks.
Welcome back to Success Freaks number 253, Churning Buttercups, the May 2016 edition. And Charles, you had a little bit more.
I just wanted to put a pin in what I said with the house situation, because it's so easy. If you've never heard those episodes and you don't know the situation, you don't know that at this recording, it's been almost two years. October is when we moved into this house. So we left the house. But it was about this time. Actually, it was Memorial Day weekend when we had to make the decision, because I was heading out to our field trip that we always do, and my car blew up. I mean, literally, it was just, the engine blew up, and I'm on the side of the road, and we had to cancel that day. We ended up coming, you know, later day in the weekend. So it's been almost 2 years to get to the point of being able to look back, mostly pain-free. I did talk about flipping off the theoretical peg. Yeah, that's a human thing. You got to be human. You gotta sometimes dance on the grave of your enemies.
Oh my God.
I could explain it. You'd be with me. You'd be with me if I got it too, but that's not what we do here. But the pin I wanted to put in is it took time and perspective for both me and my wife. She can finally talk about it with very little pain as well. You know, we wouldn't even talk about it forever. I didn't tell her that I was watching it on listing places for a while, because I knew for me it was a kind of a mental release. For her, it would pain her. But now we both can talk about it. So it's taken almost 2 years to get that higher level of gratitude going. We are very grateful. Now, we did talk the game when we got here. Yeah. I mean, we'd find every day when we get angry about something, we go, but look what we do here. We can run to the store in 5 minutes. So we remind ourselves things to be grateful for. But now we do live in the gratitude.
You know, and I've talked about in the past teaching people who you are and what you are. I mean, if you tell me, if I say hi to you and the first thing you say to me is, you know, this is how my life sucks, which often people do, you're teaching me that's the way you are. But something I want you to think about too is that if you're focusing on those things that are wrong in your life, then you're teaching yourself that's who you are. If that's the pool you're swimming in, that's all you are. I'm like, oh, I've got these bills, or I've got this relationship problem, or I've got this thing that I can't figure it out, or I'm not good enough for blah blah blah. That becomes who you are, and who wants to live that kind of life? Well, you know, if I'm a very Pollyanna person, and all I'm thinking about is the good things, then when something blindsides me, I won't be ready for it. So you're gonna spend your whole life being ready for the crap that's gonna smack you in the face. No. Don't do that. Now, and especially if you believe with the law of attraction, if you believe that things are coming your way, just the things that you're focusing on, if you're just focusing on the bad and that's all you see, then you're going to be ready and waiting for that.
Right.
You're looking for that versus the possibility of something good. Now, let me step away from that unless you got something you want to jump in.
Just real quick, I couldn't help think. You're not literally talking about punching in the face.
No.
But my kids and I just watched Karate Kid recently. And the whole time, you're talking about focusing on the positive. The whole time he's teaching him how to wax the car, how to paint the fence. And he's making him do these things over. He's not preparing him for the fight, which is what Daniel wants.
Right.
I just want to go and fight and beat this guy. The negative, he's teaching him, clean the car. You do that when focusing on all those positive things. When the negative came, he was ready.
Right.
That's it.
And showing that anything can be practice. Anything can be a meditation. But to step away, let's just step away from the woo-woo stuff that I love so much. But let's step away for a second. Let's say you're focused on what's going wrong in your life and everything like that. all of a sudden that you get that nervous energy and you get that fight or flight. That's all you've got. I can fight this thing or I can run away. I can stick my head in the ground or I can battle it in some way. That's all you're stuck with. When you begin to relax, when you begin to just be grateful for what's going on, be grateful for the challenges, find the good, the positive, whatever, all of a sudden you move from those two choices to being able to see all the other choices. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been up in front
of Game of Thrones. Sorry, I just thought of Game of Thrones. No, carry on.
All right, I've been up in front of people, and if they challenge me on something and I get all freaked out, I lose my different ideas. I lose, there's this option, there's this option, there's this option. I lose all of that. It's not until I calm down and go, well, have you thought about this? Yeah, and it's easy for me to talk to other people about their issues because I'm not involved, and I'm able to go, have you ever thought about this? And they say, oh, no, I haven't, because they're right. Stuck in that fight or flight. A good way to keep yourself out of that is to keep an attitude, I kind of hate the cliche, an attitude of gratitude. Being able to be grateful for, hey, I'm grateful for the challenges. Why? So are you going to focus on the challenge? No, because it's helping me grow, helping me level up my life, level up Buttercup,
yeah.
Do all those things. And if you can keep it in that way, not to the point where you're like, well, I don't believe this is happening. No, I can't think negative stuff about my life. Look, if you're going through a hard time, if you're going through hell, you don't want to ignore the chance that you're in hell. You want to be able to keep going, but you got to be grateful. You got to, if you can't find a, be grounded.
You can't enjoy that glass of water until you're thirsty.
That's right.
But no, non-spoiler, but the most recent episode of Game of Thrones, there's a great scene where I don't remember anybody's names pretty much in anything except for Tyrion Lannister, but that's not him in this scene. It's the big bald guy that helps him, that has little birds everywhere.
Yeah.
So he's talking to someone, and the line is, he does it two or maybe three times. Oh, I can see where from your perspective, that's what you see. And he very calmly starts painting this other picture. And then this person says something else, and he says again, yes, I can see from your perspective. It is very wise, and that's immediately what I heard in my head when you started saying that, is so that's why you talk to somebody else, because the lines that this person was giving in the story, that the person could be a little spoilerish, so I don't want to throw that out, but
right.
Because the whole point is what he was saying to them. But what they were saying was very valid, very true, and in TV and in your own world, you go, it's one or the other. It's this or this, and I have no choice here. And I loved it. He goes, yeah, from your perspective, I can see where you see that. However, let me show you from up here this other option that I,
right.
I'm like, that was so good.
Yep.
That was so good.
Well, and going back to staying in your house, you know, no, I have to fight. I have to keep this house. This is our house. This is, our, you know,
right.
Our kids, my kids were born here. They were raised here. And it's like, we don't have to keep the house. Let's just play that game of, no, you don't have to be here. Then what happens?
Yeah.
And once you were, and you never really got there until you were forced to get there. And once you were forced, you started seeing the benefit of not being in the house. And then you started looking at the house like, oh, it's actually holding me back from moving forward.
I felt that for a little while, but yeah.
So
I also get negative on, I mean, I'll be honest, I also get negative on things when I get feeling weighted. Don't make a face at me,
but
fool.
You know.
You know, I have my reasons, and most of the time they're good.
most of the time being the operative word. So yeah. Gratitude, it's a helpful tool to keep you sane, for one thing. It's also a helpful thing to let you know that what's going on, what's good. If I get into a conversation with that same person who, hi, how are you? You know, and they go, well, hi, well, this is how my life sucks lately. They go through this litany of stuff, and I finally go, okay, what's good about your life? And you will see them flop and twitch, and usually what happens is the first thing they say is a kind of a negative thing, a backward, you know, backhanded yeah. compliment or a backhanded positive
thing. Well, I'm not as ugly as I was yesterday.
Yeah, that's, yeah. That's, you know, that's a weird way to phrase it, but that's
right,
exactly,
I don't know, yeah.
no, that's exactly what yeah. it is. Well, it doesn't suck, my day didn't suck today as much. Well, it's like, no, what's yeah. good? So, something that one of the things that again, I'm learning how to be more positive, focusing on the positive. One of the things that I've been ignoring doing, and I guess I'm going to do it because I'm going to ask you to do it, is sit down and write what's good in your life. Sit down and write that. What do you like? What's great? And if there's, you know, even if it's, if I'm in this hard relationship with my boss, okay, but the good thing about it is it's teaching you what you want, not what you don't want. It's teaching you what you want. So when you're thinking about your boss and you're thinking about your hard relationship, start writing down, what do you want out of that? And don't think to yourself, well, this will never happen. Oh, so that's just silly. I don't care how silly it is. What right. do you want? So you can get it in your mind what the hell you want and begin moving in that direction versus, well, I don't want this. I don't want this. I don't want this. We've all played that game. Yeah. I still play that game, and I'm wrestling with it. What I want to happen is for me to have a much more positive outlook in life to the point where it's almost magical so that it begins happening and manifesting in my life, and I can go, oh, this is how this works.
And on that note, we'll be back in just a moment.
The people of many Eastern African countries are used to dealing with hot, dry weather. But sometimes, weather comes along that is just too much. Now is one of those times. Parts of Africa are facing the worst droughts in decades. While some areas are getting flooded with too much rain, livelihoods are being destroyed. Islamic Relief's local teams are on the ground, ready to deliver the emergency relief to these communities. Will you give them something to deliver?
Welcome back to Success Freaks number 253, Churning Buttercups. And this is the May 2016 edition. That was awful.
That was?
That was just not right. And this segment in and of itself, we have a special thing going on in this segment, and Charles is going to tell us all about it.
Now, they are not the first person to ever ask about us to talk about stepping outside your comfort zone, but our friends at WASD Radio, it's a group of guys I met last year, and I've been talking back and forth with them. One of the things that happens, WASD Radio is a podcast network, but one of the things that happens in conjunction with them, with a group that is rebranding, is they go and get venture capital for indie game developers, and they have everybody has a hard time being motivated, especially when you're indie, when you're just a creative and you're putting your heart and soul out there and it's just going nowhere. So one of the topics that also lines up right here from both the Buttercups and our friends at WASD Radio is stepping outside your comfort zone. And I think you have more to say on that, sir.
Well, you know, I always use it as kind of like almost like radar. I mean, if you want to make a change in your life at all, you know, the reason for being in this life is we decided to be kind of a creator. You want to create things, you want to expand, you want to make things grow. So in order to be able to do that, you want to affect a change. You want to make a difference in the world. If you want to
make
do
that change.
Yeah.
If you want to make a difference in the world, you definitely have to grow who you are. You're going to face some challenges and things like that. And is that going to happen in your comfort zone? Anybody, speaking of gamers, anybody who plays a game, you go to that first level and there's a couple of things that just kick your butt. I'm like, oh, I'm never going to get through this. I don't understand it. And then as you level up, you conquer it. Now, do you going to stay in that area? Look, I can beat this every time. Or are you going to go to the next level? Are you going to go to the next area of gaming so that you're going to face more challenges? Are you going to go outside your comfort zone that you've grown into? And when you do that, I've done this in the game Borderlands. There was the skull guy, the first Borderlands guy.
Yeah, Two Toes Jack. Nine Toes.
No, it wasn't even him. Yeah. It was before that. And something about... I can't remember now. But anyways, I couldn't beat him in any way, shape, or form. And then I finally got past him. I got lucky or whatever. I got past him, and I went on. And then I came back eventually, and I'd fight him again. I'm like, this is easy. I started with a new character, and I went up to that section. It was a little hard, but honestly, I smoked it.
Yeah.
I've leveled up in that game as a gamer to the point where this was easy to me. This became boring to me.
Because it wasn't just in the game. It was your mentality, how you saw it, the experience.
And you know the trick. You know hide behind this thing and go out and shoot or use this weapon or blah, 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 whatever it is. So the same thing in your life. You're going to figure something out. You're going to figure out once you've learned potty training, you don't want to stick there and learn how to potty train anymore. You're going to go out and learn the alphabet and you're going to go out.
There are some adults who need it, though.
Well, that depends. So you're going to go out and you're going to figure these things out. And if you can use being outside of your comfort zone, looking for those challenges as the thing that you want, your next great thing. That's why for me, working on a new business, it's just like I can stay doing what I'm doing right now. I can depend on, the Tortuga business that I'm pretty successful with. I can depend on all that stuff and the money's coming in. But if I want to really grow beyond it,
right.
I want to do other things. So I started working with Success Freaks. I started working with IRUSA. I started working with, my own business ideas. And everything that I'm learning in each of them, I'm taking with me. But I'm looking for what's the next great challenge so that I can keep expanding. And the only way to do that is to live live outside your comfort zone.
Now, are you done? Sorry. Okay. I want to speak to the creatives, the people who make the games, because that's a great, it is. It's a good analogy for people to visualize who don't understand it. But for those who make the games, they get that level. I came through the same path. When you're creative, you are in love with your idea. You can see no wrong with your idea. And sometimes you're not even open to helpful changes to your idea. And you take it personally. You have to keep doing that. You have to keep taking it personally to toughen up and go, okay, I have to understand. And it's not an ego thing. It gets mistaken for an ego thing. And sometimes it both can mix in. Chocolate and peanut butter can mix. But it really is a creative thing where the ego will kick in to defend you. It's people like, oh, they just think theirs is the best game ever and they can't take any kind of... No, what it is you love it and then it feels like massive punches come at you when somebody... Because people don't understand creatives. Many times you want to be helpful, and that's Air Bunnies. Be helpful and you go, well, you know, yeah, they might not even leave with something good about what you did. They might just go, well, if you just quit talking about yourself all the time, that... And that's, of course, my personal example was, you know, I was... talking about, because that's what I'm an expert at, is myself. So if you just did it, well, it would come out jealous. And you can feel the negativity. But even my uncle, when he was alive, he was listening to my shows, and he was saying the same things other people were saying, but he was doing it out of love. But he got winner, winner, chicken dinner, and I just railed on him for a solid 3 paragraphs in an email about, because he was telling me I need to self-edit. Because I was doing a very long and rambly show. I was circular. And he led with it. It was fun. It's this and that. Here's what you're doing good. And, man, I just had enough. And I railed on him. But he was doing it out of love. But everybody else, there were people who were doing it out of jealousy. There was people who were just trying to tear me down. And when you're a creative, you can't, at first, you can't separate any of that. But right. If you go through it and you do put yourself out there and go, okay, this is my baby. This is me. This is my idea. This is who I am, even though it's really not. But this is who I am. And you say, please be gentle. And you find people you can trust. Then you can go, okay, you know, let me fix this. Let me fix that. I mean, God, you know, if we could cuss, I'd be cussing right now. Morta has done more of that without being asked. But he's always like, okay, now I'm very, very much exaggerating because he never actually did this, but sometimes it kind of felt this way a little bit sometimes. I love you, man, but you're a fat dude. You need to quit being fat, dude. What?
I never talk about his weight.
No, but there were times like, your health is concerning me.
Well, it is.
Which is very much, you're fat, dude. I'm like,
no,
F you, man.
No, it's not. I have to explain myself
Go
there.
Ahead.
It was like, I enjoy my time with Charles. I want him to be around for a long time. I want him to be the best guy he can. So it's just like, you know.
And you did say that.
I'm not like, hey, you're fat. You can't do this. It's like, dude, have you ever thought of eating better or doing more exercise or, you know, right. Pulling towards the positive, not going, well, you suck like this.
But when I get it all my life,
yes.
With fat jokes,
yeah,
isn't
yeah,
that
yes.
The other. I didn't take
When's
offense.
When's the last time
I
said
whatever.
Anything about it?
June 5th, 2000. No, I don't.
Thank you, Sheldon Cooper.
I don't know.
Well,
it was an old house. It was an old studio, for sure. And then actually shortly after that, and it maybe it was through your influence, but I hit a point where I couldn't walk across the parking lot without breathing heavy. And I was like, this sucks. I'm done with this.
Right.
And I did get healthier.
Yeah.
And change the lifestyle. But for you do, you can either cry in your bed and fight the world and rage against the machine your entire life, and that's the choice. Or you can start toughening up and start learning the difference between people who care, like Mordant, and I can't help it. The knee jerk reaction of like, which is none of his business. and between that and the people who tear you down, and for those game developers out there, man, it is your baby, especially in indie game development. You're having to, God, man, when you're an indie and you have to do it yourself, I've done this with podcasting all my life. And hopefully it's slowly but surely starting to change with people who want to support what I do and who are help pushing me forward. But before that, when you do it yourself and you can't get the interest behind it, it's very difficult to keep going some days because you view that game, that podcast, that project as yourself, that child. God, man, moms... And I can't speak too much to this, but moms have a huge problem with this. That child is myself. No, it's really not.
Yeah.
You have to back off and understand you are you and they are them. And while, yes, you put in as much as you can, they will be them. So that's all I want to say on the motherhood
almost,
thing.
I think almost with kids, you need an exit strategy for when they leave. You need to be able to come. You need to be able to come and retain your own life again. Do something that's your own thing again. But very, very quickly, I want to say.
Same with games and podcasts and projects.
If you have a hard time with people critiquing you, and you think everything is perfect, I want you to take a moment and look at your first drafts. Whatever it was, look at who you are now and the way you, whether it's writing or creating or whatever, and then look at it, what you did then. You'll see the level of crap that you were back then and go, I became so much better. Yes, now there are people who can see beyond that and say, you need to tweak this and this and this. One of the things that, and I'm trying to wrap this up real fast, one of the things that when I'm writing for the Tortuga Twins, I have to tell myself is like, look, I'm going to write this, and I know they're going to cut the crap out of it, but that's okay. So I will write what I write, give it to them, and go, okay, send back your done stuff, and I won't, and I'll read through it then, and if I love everything and don't remember what I wrote, then that's the way it is. I know that they will make it better than what I had.
Yep. So you know what? Check us out, successfreaks.com. For blogs, vlogs. I mean, there's so much stuff there and the insight of what we've been through. We have a book on Amazon, successfreaks.com/book. And there's so many stories there of how we learned what we learned. Go check it out. We will be back in a moment.
What happens when a self-help comedian and a social media manager both have a passion for podcasting and come together to support a common cause? A podcast is born. So what exactly is the Water Relief Podcast? Each week, BC Dodge and R. Mordant Mott from the Success Freaks Podcast sit down with staff members and volunteers to talk about IRUSA efforts in the United States and abroad. So how can you listen to the podcast? Download from IRUSA.org. You can also find it on Blueberry.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio. Subscribe and download the Water Relief Podcast today.
Welcome back to Success Freaks, number 253, Churning Buttercups, the May 2016 edition. I got to tell you, if you're not showing up for the in-between, you are missing out because Charles and I went at it.
A little bit
in the in-between. And all the, you know, I always say, you know, joke about burping, scratching, farting, cussing, but boy
there was some.
At least one of those was there.
Yeah, yep.
So anyways, we're back here in the you know, our calmer, gentler, success freaky way, and I wanted to talk a little bit more about getting out of comfort zones. Talked about in the last segment, I'm still amped up from our time before. If you're not sure where to go, if you're not sure about, you know, making yourself better, if you're like, oh, this is such a struggle with what I'm doing. And whether you're creating a game or sometimes you'll be creating something and you're having all this flow of ideas and all of a sudden it kind of dies and you're stuck in this wasteland of no creativity and you're just like, oh, how do I jumpstart this again? And you know, find a way to challenge yourself. Remember, and I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. Often what you want lies on the other side of a pain in the ass. Sometimes you have to go through let me amend that. Most times you have to go through the challenge. If only to level up your life. I mean, the Charles and I arguing with each other, he got some of my points. I got some of his points. We do. We're both sitting here going, you know, he has a point about that. And I know, I can see it in his eyes. Like, yeah, shut up. I don't want to hear it from you. But it's, you know, often what you want lies on the other side of a pain in the ass. And if you can direct yourself in that area, outside your comfort zone, you are constantly going to be challenging yourself. You're constantly going to be leveling up, Buttercups. And that's what you want to do to have a richer life.
Now, there is a balance to be found. You need to be comfortable to do some of your best work. But being too comfortable will put you to sleep. A prime example, Sunday afternoon, I work all weekend. And when I work, I work late at night. So I got very little sleep between Saturday and Sunday. I was already exhausted Saturday. I actually phrased it like this. I put it in a group of people I work with for Sunday morning, the project on Sunday morning. I said, apparently I've run out of my allotment of good sleep by the weekend. So I'm exhausted today and I've got double gigs tonight and I'll have very little sleep to come in. So what you're going to get is possibly a hibernation bear tomorrow. And I put a little cartoon of a bear sleeping, whatever. And they were all good. And at first, they misunderstood. They thought I was asking for permission to not come, which I will never do. I'm giving you warning. I commit to things, and I will be there unless I absolutely physically can't.
Or can find a way out.
No. I know.
That was me.
And so I get exhausted over the weekend. And I forgot where. Oh, the whole getting too comfortable.
Yeah.
I had a show to do Sunday night that involved me finishing up reading a number of comics on my tablet. And I'm sitting in my bed reading the comic. And literally, instead of being in like a chair at the table, which is not uncomfortable, but I wouldn't fall asleep at the table. Instead of being there, I'm in my bed, which is comfortable. I'm falling asleep. So I finally rest and sleep for a while and then finish up the books later, set myself some time. So being too comfortable can make you lackadaisical. It can make you not want to do anything. It can put you to sleep. But being too uncomfortable just makes you irritable and angry all the time. So you have to find that balance.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's also all about your attitude. It's also that getting back to that attitude of gratitude. If you can be happy about the challenges, if you realize, oh, well, this is happening just so I can level up my life. When I first I talked about this a couple of episodes ago when I was working on this project, the first real big challenge came my way. In my head, I knew, oh, this is a challenge. This is what happens. This is why not everybody does this. And I'm going to grow and overcome this and we're going to move forward and it's going to be great. And then in the next 24 hours, I'd be got to the point from there to I suck, I don't know what I'm doing, and why am I doing blah, 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 to the next 24 hours where I'm like, nope, this is the challenge. And then it overcame the challenge.
Sure.
And now that as they're coming my way, I'm like, nope, this is part of it. So if you can keep a positive attitude about it or realize that the good these challenges are here to help you. They're held here to help make a better life for you, help you get off the damn couch and do something. Because otherwise, you're just going to be like that frog in the, what they say, the frog in the, you put a frog,
the frog in the blender.
That's where my
head round and go. Round and round.
No, you put a frog on the stove in a thing of water. If you turn it up all the way in hot, if you put the frog in hot water, he's going to jump out.
Right.
If you raise it gradually, he'll just stay there. If everything's comfortable with you all the time, you have no impetus to move on unless you're a self-starter. Most of us aren't. I vacillate between one or the other. If, however, challenges come your way, you're like, I got to get off the damn couch. I am sick of this. What was one of my challenges to get back into the gym and start doing cardio again? When my pants stopped fitting as well to the point where it became painful. And I'm like, I wear tights on stage. Hell no. So
you wear tights everywhere. You just denim versus cloth.
So that was one of the things that got me back in there. I'll tell you, one of the best things for a healthy body is vanity. If you can be vain.
Is that your level up? Be vain.
Be vain, especially about your body, and then you'll get in there. And you know what?
What is your level up?
For this?
For anything.
For all this thing, keep an attitude of gratitude. It's all about your perspective. Realize that the challenge is coming your way.
You're grateful for how you look. You're not vain. Well, a little bit, but you're not vain in the negative way. You're grateful for how you look.
Yeah.
And you want to keep it that way.
Yeah, I do want to keep it that way. And I want to be healthy. Like I was saying before, I'm 52 years old and I'm very, for me, I'm going to say somewhat athletic. Compared to other people my age. They may not be.
Sure.
And I want to be able to continue this. I want to have this bounce in my step on into my 70s and 90s. So, I've seen people in old folks' homes where it's almost like a, not always. A lot of the homes are nice and everything, but I mean, when you're stuck in the bed or you're stuck in a chair and you don't do anything all day, that's prison for me. I want to be able to bounce around life. So that's why I keep my, I'm here in this body. I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to try to be as healthy as I can be. And I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful for those challenges. And it's not easy getting into the gym because I haven't done it this week yet.
my level up, it comes in the form of a quote from Nicki Minaj. Do you know who the F.I. is? You ask yourself
it's
that.
The
you
song have to, Super Bass.
Yeah.
Yes, love
it
that
is.
Song.
Yeah. But you have to be level to say that to yourself. Do I know who the F.I. is? When you're in your comfort zone and things aren't moving, are you the person that moves out of it eagerly and excitedly? If it's tough for you, I'm telling you, man, I am a huge creative. I'm also have learned over the last number of years how to be logical and a businessman and how to tie the two together. It's a Venn diagram. There is an overlapping in between, and that's where I shine the most is when those two things overlap. We talked about Barbara Beach and the Military Appreciation Radio, MAC, Military Appreciation Channel. It was business. And if I'm only creative, then there's Irma Gerd, which is 100% creative. There's no business to that. There can't be. It's technically illegal music because it's mashups. So I can't monetize that. There's no way. Well, whatever. But in the middle, when the business and the creative overlaps, that's where I shine the most. And it's taken me a long time to get there, to learn that. So that's my level up, is learn who you are. Knowing who you are will change everything that you do. The Hell Yes projects play into that. The downtimes when nothing seems to be moving forward and you don't understand why, understand there's no need to understand why. What you need to do is know who you are and keep moving forward, or keep moving. You know, period. You're a shark. All people are sharks. When we stop being sharks and start being other animals that can fall asleep and not move, then you die. You know, that's when you're too much in your comfort zone, you're doing nothing. You're dying. And that's my level up. We still have time for you to rebut, sir.
No.
Opposing counsel may rebut.
That's right. We have two butts here. No, this has been a great show. I like that we were able to argue in the middle of it. No, yeah. Sometimes we bring that into the show proper, and I'm damn fine with that because it makes for good radio. I hope that everybody at WASD Radio enjoyed this. I know that they were questioning about what about those dead times.
Well, we'll get those are episodes. Those are episodes.
So we're actually going to be looking at doing.
He used a great term, the trowel of sorrow. They're like, oh, we got to do an episode about that.
It's trough. It's a trough of sorrow, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like a horse trough.
Yeah.
I think, unless because a trowel is something else. It's like, I'm not maybe. Sure. I have to look at the spelling. I'm sorry that we're talking about this.
It could be either way, maybe. I'm going to stick with I said it correctly.
I'm grateful that we're both grammatically correct more often than not. That's what I'm grateful for. So if you've tuned in this long, you know what we're about and you know what we do. Don't forget that we're going to be meeting. We're having a field trip, a Success Freaks field trip happening at the Georgia Renaissance Festival on Saturday.
27th, I believe is the date. We have the event on Success Freaks. We have it in the Buttercups group. I think the event's also on my From the Helicarrier page because I'm inviting all the comic heads to come out as well. So you can check out more details, Success Freaks on Facebook, facebook.com/SuccessFreaks. There is an event there, but it's Saturday of Memorial Day weekend from open to close of the Georgia Renaissance Festival. So come out and meet us. We'll be back with On Beyond, and it's going to be interesting.
Since 2011, Mordant and McFall have been bringing you the comedic motivational show, Success Freaks. They've covered everything from life and death to relationships and money and even On Beyond to chasing and catching your dreams and leveling up your life. They're in the business of entertaining and edifying, and they'd like to level up their message as well as their reach. This is where you come in. If you believe in what we're doing here, we'd like your continued support in giving your mind and spirit something to chew on each week while putting enough laughter in your heart to make you smile out loud. Help us, help others, and you to be awesome. Just go to patreon.com/successfreaks.
Welcome to On Beyond Success Freaks, where we go bigger, better, better, more, and to all the topics that we ever discussed in the entire history of the universe. I have Charles McFall, of course, with me this morning.
Sup, sup.
You know, we introduce ourselves at the very beginning of the hour. I don't think we do it again, since maybe we should a little bit more. So I'm going to surprise Mordant with a little something. It's something you mentioned, I think, last week that a listener has mentioned that I'm honestly confused on. But there's a listener, I don't remember name. I never hardly remember names, but that's just me. I'm a creative. I remember how to create, not who the hell you are. So they get mad every time I shut down improv. When do we do improv on this show?
Well, it's when we open a show and I'll throw something to you, and it's sometimes with the yes and things like that.
I do hate that.
I'll throw something at you, blah, 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 and you'll be like, you either be quiet or you go, no.
But that's my humor, too.
It's not, but it's not working. It's not.
Sometimes it is. It's made you laugh before. Maybe I kill it too much.
Sometimes if it's ironic, but it tends to be your go-to. It's not as much anymore. Maybe
sure.
Not
okay.
We're in the same space. But often that'll happen, and the whole energy of the show, because I think you're trying to show a contrast to my energeticness.
Maybe.
And it seems like the whole energy of the show just goes, and then stays down there versus taking it into another direction and bringing it up. Doesn't mean you have to match my intensity, and you have your own.
Sure.
We definitely have seen that. But it's be able. There's something that we learned with improv is there's a yes and. Well, you're like this, and if you just go no, I'm not. Okay, there's nowhere to go with that.
I know.
Whether it's comedically or it's us talking on a show or anything like that. But if you go okay, yes and, or well, I disagree with you, but let's talk about this, or it's almost an energetic thing more than anything else. And it just,
Well, there's definitely times that, man, your energy, holy crap, There's times when we're apart, especially because when you're here, I get up a little bit earlier to make sure I'm awake before you hit the door, so that you're never like walking into a house where I'm not up yet or something like that. So you don't feel uncomfortable,
right?
You know, and so I get a little bit of coffee, and even this morning, like, what's weighing you down? I'm like, sleep. I'm
still waking up. That's fine. That's all I needed because it was just I just wanted to, it was checking in. You know, it's kind of like, you doing all right? It's like, yeah, I'm just tired. It's like, okay.
Yeah. And then I kept waking up.
You did. And I get that. I get that. I want you to remember, too, that before I come here, I'm in Arizona 3 hours earlier, which means that I have to wake up at 5-something to be able to be ready for the show that's going to happen at 7, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah. I call you at 7 o'clock time.
But why do you have to wake up 2 hours early?
I want to get up. I want to get showered. I want to have my coffee.
So you want to wake up that early?
Yes. It's my routine.
Okay. But don't you normally, in all honesty, a little side note here. Don't you normally get up at like 6 a.m. pretty much anywhere in the world?
My alarm's been going off at 6:30 lately. Tomorrow I'll sleep until probably, but I woke up before my alarm today, so around 6-ish. Right. I thought I woke up really early. I didn't set an alarm yesterday. I thought I slept in till 8:30, 9 o'clock. And I must have looked the clock wrong because it was like 7:30, you know, 7:30, 8 o'clock. When I got out, I was like, oh, no, I didn't really sleep in. So,
and that is different. That is a huge difference in our nature. If given the opportunity, and my life has changed where it's not possible anymore, but given the opportunity, I'll sleep till 1-2 in the afternoon.
You know, we tell people you want to get better at, and people from, I think it was WASD, am I saying it right?
Yes, WASD.
WASD, they talked about them not being comfortable speaking in front of people and things like that. And one of the first things I mentioned is, you know, in that company, form a Toastmasters group, and that way you learn how to speak. If you're uncomfortable with doing this, there's a way to train yourself to become better at what you're doing. I, who am rarely on screen, go to a film acting class when I'm in Arizona. I didn't do it this year, but every year for many years now I have, and it's made me better here. It's made me better on stage. It makes me better on camera. I would suggest if you could find one, especially with trivia and stuff, I would suggest, you know, take an improv class. And it might be fun for you. Hell, something you could do with your family. Doesn't mean that you suck at this. That's not what I'm saying. But if you want to
I know I don't.
If you want, exactly. take that confidence with you.
Yeah.
Take the confidence and listen to me with those ears. If you want to become even better, take an improv class. And you will learn something.
Well, that brings us back to the whole shutting improv down. There are definitely times when, I don't have time because, you know, I'm very long-winded to go into why, but I definitely hate the yes and thing. Now, I've definitely used it. I don't use the yes and literally in the phrasing, but there are times when we roll and we move, and I'm not just
I don't want you to use the yes and thing like that.
No, I know. It just, when it comes up, I hear it exactly the way I've seen it done in groups, and I was like,
nope, that's not what you want to do. And that's not what we need here.
Right.
Just don't shut down the show.
Now, so going back to the energy level, there are definitely times when it's funny, and it has been funny. Where I'm literally, even when the show starts, I'm still kind of got my eyes half closed and I'm ready to go. And you are,
and we're both very quiet.
Yeah, I know. And I'm like, sometimes it just jars me. I'm like, no, because that's my nature. I mean, literally, that's my nature. Is I'm very much the bear. This is how I like to do
it. It's a control thing.
Sometimes let me maintain
control of this because I don't like what you're doing, so I'm going to
feel out of control instantly.
Yes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. The thing is that I think it would make for a better show. It makes for better radio. You've given me things. Here, learn how to do an interview. Learn that, and I've learned this from you. When a guest circles back and starts talking about the same stuff, it's time to move on. When we had a caller, caller does that, you cut them loose. I have not mastered that, but I've learned it and watching you and doing it, trying it on myself because of what you've suggested and stuff that you've sent me to look at and to read. I've learned it that way. This is just a suggestion to make an already great personality that you have better.
Yes, and yeah, absolutely. And there's always room to change. And I'll go ahead and do a little inside baseball, but there's been times – and we don't have the time to go into it. So it's absolutely not throwing you under the bus. There's a perception that I have that we haven't cleared up yet. But there have been times where I'm like, we'll do the morning show. And the one in particular was the horrible guest that you brought on. That one guy who just hijacked our show.
Where did we get him from? It wasn't somebody that I know. It wasn't a person that you know.
It was a radio guest list. And he wanted us on his show. And it was a huge mess. It was a huge mess because the time I was going to be there with you, he had done everything wrong.
And he became on the political. Isn't it that guy?
Yeah, on our show, it became political. Well, what you missed was when you were on his show, because you had to make the appearance by yourself.
Right.
Because I wasn't going to deal with him anymore. There's a whole long story to it that we've talked about, but we're not going to put on the radio because it's dirty laundry. You don't need it. It's not necessary. Mm. It doesn't grow. But you were on a show by yourself, and you loved it. You loved it. And you go, we need to have him on our show. So, okay. And I never actually listened to an interview. But what happened was you fell prey to the good interviewer. He just asked you questions about yourself, and you got to talk.
Yeah.
And he asked you another question about yourself, and you got. It's not like our show. When we interview, we discuss things with people.
Right, yeah.
We throw our input. We show who we are. We mix it up. His was a straight interview of he asked you, you answered. He asked you, you answered. And it felt great because the number one way to really get people to learn about you or to like you is to let them talk about themselves, right? It's a first date thing. It's a business meeting thing. It's all that. And so he comes on the show, and he's horrible, to the point that we're doing video at the time, to the point halfway through the show, I quit talking, and I'm, like, typing out emails. I'm working on business at this point. And you could see me with my head down, and you could hear the clickety-clacks of my stuff. And what should have happened, see, I made bad choices, you know, blah, blah. It's not about you. It's about the perception. So I made some bad choices, whatever. There's been some other little things that have gone sideways like that. So somewhere in there, I got... We don't do the morning show because the morning show is a show I hate. I would never do that. And you hated it. To be honest, you did hate it. It wasn't the morning show. But that's kind of where it got in my head. So when you're like, yeah, let's do this improv. And I'm like, no, because it's going to take me. And this is what I'm mentally working through right now. No, because it's going to take me into a place that I hate. And it'll go horrible. And we'll do yet another Success Freaks horrible show that makes us both feel bad. When in reality, that's probably not the case.
Right. No, and it's not I'm not saying that, hey, we have to do these improv tricks and things like that. I'm just saying, don't tank it off the show.
You can't say that. This is terrible.
I'm sorry, baby. This is improv, and I'm going to do that.
All right.
So I know you beeped that out. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. You know, bring it to another way. You don't have to be happy about the energy. It's just this is who I am. This is who I am on the air, and be grateful of that because I've listened to you on other shows because that's who you are on other shows.
That's who I am.
You are that
sometimes.
Outgoing guy when you're ever talking to Ibbit, you know, all those other guys. I listen to your show.
It's also later in the day.
Yeah, I
that
get
is
that.
A thing,
I
get, too.
Do you want to do the show later in the day?
I can't right now.
All right, then. So this is what we're starting. All I'm suggesting, and we haven't got, this is something we haven't done lately. It hasn't been a problem lately. But whenever, or any kind of answer where it's like, no. You know, even if it's not a tired thing. No. All right, that just shuts the show down. Now, let's move away from you being tired and being grumpy and that. When it's not that, and you're just trying to be funny, once in a while, that's a funny thing.
And that is a weakness of mine.
But if that's your answer all the time, it's like, okay. Now I'm getting mad, and now we're just...
Sometimes I want that, though.
Why?
Not that you're mad. Not the negativity of you being mad.
Right.
There are times... And, no, you're right. First off, let me mea culpa a little bit. There is a weakness. My wife... This is such a twist in life. My wife is like... Sometimes she loves when I'm funny. And there's times when she's in a mood that I don't know. It's not an obvious mood. And she'll be like, everything you say is a joke. Which is obviously not true, because that's impossible in life. You can't do everything the same way every time.
Right.
Especially when you live with somebody. But I was like, no, I haven't told any jokes today. I haven't. And now I tell you a joke, everything you say is a joke. Shut up. That's my instant reaction to her. Shut up, yeah. But I realized she's in a mood, whatever. And then like last night, are you in a mood? No. Well, you know, I told a joke and you're, you know, because she was like, she has a thing with being
look
cold.
Look at her and go, wasn't funny.
No, sometimes I do that just because it's funny. But no, so she's susceptible to being very cold, as I guess most women are. But I'm very hot natured. She's very cold natured. Oh, we're out of time apparently. Well, you know what? We're gonna finish this conversation in the extra. We're gonna keep talking about this. So if you'd like the extra, go to patreon.com/successfreaks and pledge. Pledge your support. This is NPR. If you pledge your support, great shows can keep coming on. But honestly, if you want the extra, that's how you get it. You either come out live or you pledge and help us support. We need your support. We've got a lot of things we want to do this year and next year. We want to grow and be great. If you love what we do, if you want the extra, go and pledge your support. Patreon.com/successfreaks. So we're going to have to wrap it up here, but we're going to continue this conversation in the extra. So,
ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you for tuning in to Success Freak. This has been the ever vivacious R. Morton Mon.
And no. Wait, no, I'm Charles McFall, and I've had my coffee. I could actually do this. So go drink your coffee, be happy, and work with the people you love.
And if you tune in to the extra stuff, you're going to actually hear what I want out of this.
Okay, good.
Ciao, Success Freaks. Boom, baby.